Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of the 9 days. We're going to discuss today wearing clean clothing and laundering. I'm not going to get to both. Obviously, it's probably going to take us 2 shiurim during the 9 days. So it's important to note that the Mishnah says, in Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Bet, I've quoted this a few times already, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesucha Asher Melasaper L'Machabes. And Chamish Yisrael Mitzvah Bnei Kavod Shabbos. So the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, that's what's called Shavua Shechal B'Av, that's clearly the Mikra Din of the Mishnah and the Gemara. That's when it's usher to get a haircut and to launder your clothing. So that is all the Rambam, Ramban, Rosh, Tor, that's all, everyone agrees, that's Me'ikar Adin. And that's El Shulchan Aruch Paraskin, that only Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is it going to be usher to cut your hair and to launder. And that is the minug of the Sephardim. It's important to note, I've already mentioned it a few times, I guess already now, we'll discuss the inyan of is there Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. First of all, for Ashkenazim, there will be enough coming about cutting your nails, because we're usually, I think we're only makbid, if double check that, I think we're only makbid from Shavuot Shechal Bo, so that's one point. And the second thing is that even when an Ashkenazi has certain heterim, we usually are going to be more machmer Shavuot Shechal Bo, because that's Me'ikar Din of the Gemara. Even though it's a minhag that we're very makbid about, we're going to see already from the Rishonim, I'll just quote it now, I guess, the Orchos Chaim is the source, according to the Bala Truma, so in the Bala Tosos camp, because Bala Truma is one of the Bala Tosos, so then they quote already that our minhag is to extend the din of the Gemara and not to get a haircut and not to launder our clothing already from Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishnechlis Av Matim Besimcha. That's part of the minhag of what we do. Everyone agrees, Me'ikar Din Halacha in Gemara, though, that it's only Shavuot Shechal Bo. So even for an Ashkenazi, it's important to know if there's Shavuot Shechal Bo, because we are more makel sometimes under pressing circumstances, which we wouldn't be if it's Shavuot Shechal Bo. So the question is there a Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? Because when is Tisha B'Av this year? Sunday. Okay, so Shabbos, Shavuot Shechal Bo. There's no avelos on Shabbos. You could eat whatever you want. We hope, Pastor, we're going to see already Suda Samalka, like Shlomo HaMelech Suda, so is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch about Erev Shabbos when it's Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. So we have no Suda Mafsekas, no Dinim. So there's no Shavuot Shechal Bo. So that's that might be. So let's see. Again, so the Gemara clearly says Shavuot Shechal Bo is Asur. The Yerushalmi quotes the din in Tainis Perek Dal Belach Avav, Rabbi Bar Ba Bakoin Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosi Ravache B'Shem Rebao Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Shtei Shabbosos Mutaros. So it sounds like they're saying both weeks, meaning that even that Shabbos and the week before, they're saying is also going to be mutter to cut your hair and to launder. There is going to be no Isser, and that is Paskin by the Rosh. The Rosh says Kevan Shenicha Tainis until Yom Rishon Lo Ave Shabbos Shechal B'Tosha Ve'os B'Socha. There is no Shavuot Shechal Bo on a year like this. Here says the Rosh, there is no Shavuot Shechal Bo. And the Ritva in his Shailas Atshuvos was asked this very Shaila, and he says the same thing. He says Mefurish Rishalmi, and it's clearly the Dasar Rabbasinu that we are Mekel. There is no Shavuot Shechal Bo. However, the Smag writes that even though everyone agrees that there would be no Shavuot Shechal Bo, that the Nagu Rabbasinu, that we're Oser to cut your hair and to do laundry, even if it's after. So you go to Minhag that there are those who are Machar. Usually the Smag actually was from amongst the Ashkenazim. So, but either way, that's what he quotes. Is not quoted by the Rambam that minug, and is not quoted by other sources. So, how do Sfardim paskin? So, the Shulchan Aruch is pretty beferish. Shulchan Aruch says, "Im chal tisha b'av lios b'roshonim b'shabbos din chal achar shabbos muter b'shtep ha'jalsos bein shekadam tainus bein she'acharav." However, he does quote Yesh Misha Omer shenagul asar kal shva chutz miyom hei miyom vav. Already for Thursday, Friday, you can lekavod Shabbos, but the rest of the week, he says that he quotes a minhag la'achmer, but he says stam and yeshomrim, and it's only a stam of yeshomrim of a noagin. So he has a stam is to be mekel. He does quote a certain minhag that is to be machmer. So how do the contemporary Sfardim paskin? So the Alkut Yosef, Rav Yitzhak Yosef Shlita, he says that the Ikra Din is like Maran Shulchan Aruch, and he says that you can be mekel to launder your clothing and to get a haircut. However, he does quote there are some who have a minhag to be machmer. I didn't have a chance to double check the Ben Ish Chai. Usually Ben Ish Chai is very machmer about these dinim for the 9 days anyway, so I'm pretty sure that he might be machmer, but I didn't double check. But he does say that he does recommend that it's not appropriate that like you've gotten like a nice good haircut on Friday and you're coming into Tisha B'Av looking like in your best, best haircut. It's not appropriate to come into to Tisha B'Av like that for a Sfardi. However, he does make her a din. It's going to be mutter to definitely to launder. And then he says even even if a person who's not shaving is going to gorem lo tzar, it's a pain for him, either at work or whatever, he says, for sure, you can totally be mekel. That is for the Sfardim. So there is no shevosh achalbo me'ikra din according to the Sfardim. So that is a very big gula. So they really don't have to worry about this, the halachas that we're going to be discussing me'ikra din at all about laundering. So let's at least get in a little bit into the isser, what exactly is included in laundering. So first, again, there's two isser that we're going to discuss. Today we're only, because we're running out of time, we're really going to only discuss the isser to launder, and then Bez Hashem, I might even do it today because it's very important that you should know the halachas about the isser to wear laundered clothing. That's even if you have clean clothing, that's another isser over here. So there is an isser again to launder clothing, and it's important to know why is it usher. So that's actually a diyun in the Rishonim about this. Why is it usher for a person to launder? So some of the Rishonim explain that it's mitzad simcha. A person feels good when he's cleaning his clothing, and therefore it's going to be usher. That's one shita in the Rishonim. Another shita in the Rishonim is that no, it's not because that it gives you simcha, but rather it's because you're distracting yourself from the avelos on the avelos of remembering Yerushalayim, and therefore it used to be something which was more, we are machmir even in our laundering, which is more simple in times back then. It used to be more tedious and hard to take care of the laundering, but still it was something which is distracting. You're distracting yourself from avelos, and we don't generally sort of be doing things, or just so distracting from the avelos and thinking about the Chorban HaBayis. So now, how do we pasken on that shaila? What would be a nafkamina? Potentially a nafkamina, but can you send it to a non-Jewish launderer? Can you send it to a non-Jewish laundromat or cleaners? So the halacha is that we are machmer, that even to send it to a non-Jew, we're going to be machmer. And similarly, the post can point out that, let's say this year especially, next week, all next week, you're stuck. You want your local Sephardi to launder your clothing, so we're machmir in that as well, because we're machmir for both days. We're machmir for the simcha shavah, that you feel good cleaning your clothing. That is something which is going to be usher to do as well. That's something which is usher to do. And what about if you are a Ashkenazi in a Sephardi community? Can you, let's say you're in Deal or somewhere, right? It's all Sephardim who live there. Can you open up your shop? So that is brought down in the Shevet Alevi, that there is Maris Ayin, and therefore you should be machmir. Because that's going to be something that it's not going to necessarily, you're not going to lose, he says, you're not going to lose your business. It's because everyone knows you're closed during the 9 days, that week you're off. So they're not going to not come to you the next year. So therefore he doesn't think that necessarily that you have room to be mekel on that specific shaila. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we are going to pick up with, I guess, one more lacha about even just laundering, not even to wear, is going to be usher, and then the lacha of wearing the clothing that you freshly laundered clothing, those Yisurim Be'ez Hashem in the upcoming daily halacha, which I hope to even get out today, because it's very important to keep them in mind before Rosh Chodesh, which is coming upon us tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem.